My name is Vasily Sinaga. I'm 16 years old. I'm from North New Jersey. I have three younger brothers and one older sister. My father was taken away from me when I was 12 years old, when I only cared about making friends and going to school. But when a policeman came to my house at 3 a.m. and asked for my father, my whole world flipped. They asked my mother, "Where is he?" She replied, "Who are you talking about?" They asked, "Your husband." My mother asked, "What has he done wrong?" They asked, "Where is he again?" They came into my house and started looking for my father. They yelled at my mother, "Where is he?" She never replied. They went upstairs to his room, woke him up from bed. As me and my brother were sleeping in our room, we overheard the noise. We looked outside to see if it was the noise outside and overheard policemen yelling at my father. I thought my mother and my father were arguing, but then went outside and saw 15 policemen in my house. I went to see what was happening and saw my father in handcuffs. I asked the policeman, "What has he done wrong? Let him go." But they never answered. They took my father straight downstairs, yelled at him, and made him get in the car. My brother and I were very confused and scared because we didn't know what was going on since we never had so many policemen in our house. Then my mother started crying and also yelling at the policeman to let her husband go. She did everything she could, but they never listened to her. They left with my father. We were so scared. We didn't know what to do or what was going on. What was going on with our father? When he was gonna come back home. As they left, my mother called my aunt and told her to come over our house. We were not able to go back to sleep. We stayed at work until 7 a.m., got ready for school. When I arrived at school, I was very quiet. My classmates asked me what was wrong. I kept it a secret and told them lies. At the end of the day, my father could not come and get us. My teacher asked, "Where is your father?" I started crying. They took me into a room by myself and asked me what was the problem. I told them what happened with my father last night. So one of the teachers felt sorry for us and took us home. When we got home, the teacher went to my mother, gave her a hug, and told her how deeply sorry he was about my father. My father came back home very late and told us how he was treated. He told us the police could come back at any time and take him. He told us how he could be deported. When he came back, me and my brother noticed something black on his ankle. We asked our father what it was. He told us it was an ankle bracelet and it would monitor him. It would monitor how long he would stay outside and how long he could spend time with his friends. After this, me and my brother treasure every moment we have with our father because he told us he could be deported at any time. My father right now doesn't have a job. He's unable to support me and my brothers, and my mother is alone working. I hope that this doesn't happen to any other family and that this story can make Congress change the law. Thank you.